Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Monday, May the 17th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour, 2 weeks away from the big Memorial Day holiday, which is the kickoff, the official kickoff of summer. Of course, the first day of summer does not come until June 21st, but the official first day of summer for most people comes on Memorial Day, which comes up in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. Kicking off the morning this morning, we have one of my favorite people on the program, a great guest. She's been coming on with me since pretty well near the beginning of my radio career many, many, many years ago, and has been on television with me and back on the radio here, and it's always a pleasure to welcome to these microphones one of our favorite people, Voodoo High Priestess, Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. Reverend Bishop, how are you?
God bless you, Mr. Scott. I'm just feeling really good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
And I'm thankful and grateful.
You know, Dr. Bishop, I was going to ask you this morning, before we get into our events today, Memorial Day, what does that mean in the voodoo world?
Well, it's not one of our days that we celebrate. From Haiti and Africa, we don't celebrate that. There's no special celebration for that.
Is there any day in the voodoo world where the dead are celebrated?
Well, I can just say November 1st, 2nd, Halloween, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Now, when people talk about Halloween having a bad connotation, do you feel it has a bad connotation?
Well, you know, Scott, everything has good and everything has bad. But it's nothing that'll hurt you if you have no fear of it, you know, unless somebody's going to do something to you through voodoo, and we have the dark side and the light side.
You know, Dr. Bishop, we had a very interesting conversation about 3-4 months ago about one of the things that goes along with voodoo in people's minds is putting curses on people. But that's not done in voodoo today, or is it?
That's still done, but most people just like to, we don't do things to anybody that hasn't done anything to you, and then when your clients call you, you know, if they want something done, you can, some things I do, some things I don't, but at least I want to thank God I know what to do and when to do it. That's the most, even the witches, all the people and spiritual work, October 31st, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. In November, it's All Souls Day and All Saints Day, and we work with that. And we go to the graveyard on the 31st, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd over in Haiti, and I guess they do that in other places too. But in Haiti, we gather there, and everybody is at the tombstones and cleaning them up and sweeping and doing different rituals. Very interesting, something very good. If you ever get to go to Haiti, it would be good to get in on that if they let you.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. Dr. Bishop, I want to get to this right off the top today, because last time we spoke, we ran out of time, and there was something very important that you wanted to say about the Mormons in general. Now, what is it about the Mormons that we want to get out?
Well, you know, people say Mormons don't believe in Jesus Christ, and that's not true, because their church is the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And now, over this last year, the Mormons have put in lots of food, mostly all the food that the people were getting in lines of the boxes now. And 5 years ago, the bishop at the Mormon church, they come in once a month and talk to the Relief Society. That's where the women meet together on Sundays after the main sermon. And they were told by the government that we're going, we know you have these silos and time, we are going to use them. We're just going to come in and take everything you have, and then we're going to issue it out. And the Mormons didn't feel very good about that. And to me, I don't think it's fair, because most people take 10% and put it aside no matter what for their meeting houses and their temple, and they do everything in cash. Everything they do is all cash. And so now this did happen, because being nonprofit, any nonprofit 501c3, you do belong to the Internal Revenue, so they can do what they want when they get ready. And I'm pretty sure that the people heard maybe about a year ago that the Mormons were misputting their money. They weren't putting it in the right places. And I think I can understand that, if that is so, because of the fact you wouldn't want everybody to take all your food and your silo, and your people have been saving this all these years. And they really are a good bunch, and I'm using that word bunch, of people. They really are. And people would be very surprised to, you know, read up on some of all their articles and things, and they have the best where you can find out about who your relatives are and things of that nature. They have a very good program for that.
Now, Dr. Bishop,
And they help people that are not in their church, too, because we have people like, they don't do as much outside as they used to do, but they would always do that. Like, if your car was broke down, you didn't have no food and no money, they will come in and access and see what you need the most. And they have been known to have motors built for the people's cars, and these people were not even Mormon. And I've studied with the Mormons for over 35 years now, and I find them very interesting. So I guess you could kind of say I'm like a dry Mormon without baptism.
Now, what is it about the Mormon religion that you find interesting?
Well, the main thing that I found interesting is that no matter what size the book is, the Book of Mormon, it's all on the same page. I could say turn to page 59, and no matter how big or small, on 59 you would have that. And one thing that I found very interesting in the Book of Mosiah, which is M-O-S-I-A-H, chapter 8, it has about 5 pages on what a seer is, S-E-E-R. Most people think I'm a psychic, or they don't understand that, but I have the gift of seership, and seership exceeds and above being a prophet or a prophetess. That I'm not in the Mormon church looking to try to get on the 72, the 12, like that. I believe that that's a man's job, but I know how to do what I need to do when in person, because my religion teaches me, and Christianity teach all people, women have a place, and women are out of place these days.
Now, how are women out of place, in your opinion?
Well, that's not my opinion. I'm going to take it from the Bible and the Bible's opinion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells you that a woman answers to her husband answers to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ answers to God. And women are doing things that they don't understand why they can't have babies, why they're not. They have all these men jobs. Men don't even have anything that they can do to take care of their families, and it looks like it's getting worse and worse, but before it's over with, it will get better, Scott.
Now, Reverend Bishop.
Oh, and also women in 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and in the Book of Titus, it also tells you what women and men should do.
Now,
very thorough with that.
Reverend Bishop, when we look at the world as a whole right now, what do you see? What do you see? We're starting to lift some of these restrictions during the pandemic. More people are getting vaccinated. Where do you see us heading?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that the getting vaccinated on the reasons that they say you should be vaccinated, that this is working and it's going to work. They don't know whether it's going to work or not, so they get through giving it to all of you, and then things get spread out. And I know I work with a lot of the mental illness. I had a prison and prison ministry and jail ministry before I became Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. And we just believe that it's going to get worse. In other words, to make it short, Scott, it's going to get worse. They still are. You do need to be at least 16 feet from each other. You don't have to wear your mask, or you can wear it. And I think you'll be better off wearing it, because I'm definitely going to wear one all the time. And I'm not interested in the shots. And when I was in prison ministry, I do a lot of work with mental illness. And I do motivational speaking on mental illness. So most people don't have me for voodoo. But voodoo has kind of ran out on that perspective. It's like kind of back underground. But this is what's going on. And I minister Louis Farrakhan with the Nation of Islam. He will be doing his last Savior Day this coming 2022. And Savior Day is at the last weekend every year in February, when the black Muslims all meet in Chicago to have what they call Savior Day. And Minister Farrakhan was definitely against anybody in the nation getting these shots, and people didn't pay in as much attention as they usually do about certain things. They were still anxious to get those shots. And I take it back to lithium in 1978, and that was the year also when the first black person was able to have to be a bishop, to go to the Mormon temple to get the curse was lifted from them. And they were able, well, when they did that in 1978, they also had lithium come out. And they didn't know anything about lithium. It took them they took it, and the first group of people that they experimented with, they came out with lots of side effects, a whole lot of side effects, even though you have to take a blood test each week with lithium, but it wasn't showing up. And the next year, we have one paragraph, and the next year, they had about 10 or 15 paragraphs. Now they just got about a whole book on the PBR of what lithium has done to people, and it's a salt. It makes you bitter and stuff like that, and they do talk about it in the Bible. Had you heard of that before, Scott?
You know, I have heard about lithium, yes.
And so I'm praying that whatever they're giving people now in this COVID-19, they need to, I think people can do better than just take something and they don't know what it is and what it's going to do, and they believe that.
As this goes on, as the summer goes on, what do you foresee happening now that these restrictions are coming up?
There's going to be a lot of jobless people after August. They got a lot of jobless people now, but a big, giant amount over this summer and going on into the holidays this year.
Where are we headed as a society as a whole? This is a big question. This has been such a year for us because of the pandemic. When this is over, where are we going to be headed as a whole?
Well, I think as a whole, we're going to get better, and we're going to have time to study and understand and learn the law. Back in, it was President Obama, President Obama, and, he's with the Mormon Church, the big Mormon minister. He's not a minister, but he's in the Mormon Church. They talk about it all the time. He was running for president.
Oh, Mitt Romney.
President Clinton. Remember, what did you say?
Romney.
Romney, that's right. Well, those three people, President Clinton, Romney, and Obama, they were telling the people, we're going to, everybody has to be retrained. Everybody, but nobody was hearing that. They come in, everybody has to be retrained, and they said, we're going to start in the police department first. I don't know if you heard about that years ago, and that's what's in the process now. And a lot of these people are just not going to have a job where they have 200 or 300 people or more that they need to do something now. To push a button, they only need maybe 12 or 20, and that's so they can rotate the shifts and people can get off. They just don't need all of this anymore. If you're not in the technology field, you're just not going to make it.
Now, Dr. Bishop, since we spoke last, we had heard the verdict in the George Floyd case. Of course, it was guilty on all counts for Chauvin, and people seem to be very happy about this. What do you make of race relations in this country, and what did you make of that verdict?
Well, first of all, race is never going to change if you keep talking about, I'm the first black, I was the first black, and we did this thing black. If they keep on doing that, they're just doing the same thing the 12-step program says. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll end up with the same thing. And it's not going to be the race relationship. But that's what we'll worry about, Minister Farrakhan with the Nation of Islam. Well, when this man passes on or die and can't do anything, what's going to happen to all those people? There's nobody that has that personality like the Honorable Louis Farrakhan.
What has happened to those people? You know, I was thinking about that the other day. Louis Farrakhan certainly being one of them, no matter how you feel about him. But there are a lot of people that were around that, Reverend Leroy Jenkins and a lot of politicians used to be very outspoken and they used to have gregarious personalities. Now it almost seems like everybody is a little cookie cutter.
Well, the only thing I can say about that all the people overseas that were not here in the beginning, they have come, and they actually ended up getting exactly, what they wanted to do. And all those people, China, Japan, Korea, the Nation of Islam, all those people are hooked up together now because you've got a lot of people against you. And when you're working with black people, you're working with people who built the pyramid. So there's going to be a lot of punishment and stuff. And as far as Officer Derek is concerned, I like the man. I really do. And if he gets any time, it won't be over 3 years if they put him in. And then if they don't put him in the right places, I told you before, the black people will kill him. And that man could have been having some type of setback or something like that when he had his knee on that man. And like they say, criminals, we just justify criminals too much, especially black people. We just honor criminals. You can't honor these criminals. When you are doing something against the law, you need to have some type of treatment. And I bet you if he was in Saudi Arabia or some of those countries like that, they wouldn't have put him in jail. And that other, because they wouldn't have had to, because they would have been done snatched his hand off Mr. Floyd or chopped his head off or something like that. People over there don't play with the sentences that people get, but I am looking very deeply into Officer Dedrick, and I can't pronounce his last name. What's his last name?
Chauvin.
Yes, our chapel home had our supply company to send him a Bible and send him the commandments and with one other thing that he sent, a picture of the Blessed Mother of the Immaculate Conception. She's the one that said, when you see her statue, she's standing on the world on top of the globe with her foot down on that snake, with that snake to never be able to move again. And this man, I don't know if he's Catholic or whatever, but if he's Catholic, if he had the proper lawyer, they could have probably got him off on that if he was taught that way. Because, we were taught we weren't brainwashed. We were we were indoctrinated. And it's just like now, as an example, like if I go to cough or sneeze, the first thing I'm going to do is put my hand up to my mouth, but now they have you doing it in your elbow. But even though if I would up, the first thing will always be that that's when you've been indoctrinated, and I don't think that'll ever be changed. And I thank those Franciscan nuns, Franciscan priests, and Jesuit priests that taught me from kindergarten to the 12th grade, because I think they did a good job on me. And, you know, you when you do a lot of praying, like the Muslims do, oh, this is something, Scott, that just happened, that they're fighting with Israel over there now. Do you know any time when the Mormons, when the Muslims of the East are on their Ramadan, and I've never seen them fight on Ramadan? Is this the first time you've seen that, or do you know? Because I'm sure you know more about politics than I do.
Well, it's definitely a rarity. If it has happened before, it certainly has been a while.
Well, maybe we should look that up and see if we can get some more information for people that way. And the only thing about a lot of our Bibles now, because we got about 90 different versions now, a lot of them on the Psalms at the end and other parts of that Bible, it says God is great. And people are praying God is great, and they don't understand that's a law of Allah.
What do you think's going to happen over there with Israel and Palestine?
Well, I don't. The Jewish community, the honorable Jewish community, they're going to have a lot of break-ins and fires and shootings and stuff like that because people are not pleased with the Jewish people. Now, this is the way the black people see it, and I don't know if you know it or not. Jews and blacks are first cousins. Did you know that?
It's
like North Korea and South Korea are first cousins. Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, you need to study on that, and then when you are messing with black people out here, I must say, you're talking about people who built the pyramids, and most of the things that were over the years that have come out, it came out of black people. They invented the ironing board, they invented the iron, and all that kind of stuff, and it might have been because of such hard work, and that they had to do it at that time, that this is possible what's happening. But getting back to Officer Dedrick, I am working with him. I'm trying to get to work with him. We sent him these things. He didn't accept that. My ministry. And I would really just like to work with them on motivational, like the motivational speaking. When I go around, I go to the hospital, and I was doing that quite a bit before I left Ohio to come down here in 2001 when I came out of Ohio there. And so we need to, it's going to be a lot of shakeup, but we will win. The few Americans that are real patriots and stuff like that, you got people, let me see, what do you call it? That thought is, went out at this time. But if it comes back in, I'll let you know, or you can let me know. And people need to really read the book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus, and the book of Deuteronomy in the Bible, whatever word. I think Exodus is first, and then I think Leviticus, Deuteronomy, because some of the laws God said he will never change. And like I say, they're letting criminals have this getting out and going out and stuff. And Mr. Dedrick didn't have a fair trial anyway because they didn't even have a trial yet. And they've already paid these people over $27 million.
You know, Dr. Bishop, one thing I wanted to talk about this past weekend, actually the last couple weekends, I've been out and about here in Ohio outside of where I live, and I have seen a lot of the Trump 2024 hats. Now, do you believe that former President Trump will run for office in 2024?
I feel he will, but I don't give information on that now because of the reason I don't is because I'm I'm a Republican. I'm not ashamed of that. And I have always been a Republican, even though I'm 72 years old, and I can't even tell you if my mother, father, or stepfather even voted. They never talked to me about that. They never stated that. So I, they let us have, do what we wanted to do as long as it wasn't against our Catholic faith and Catholic Church. Now, my mother wasn't a Catholic, but my father is half Irish and half black, and his father was from Ireland and a very devout Catholic, and we have a plantation in Mississippi called Apple Grove, and we're the only blacks in that county that have property in that area, and we're hooked up to Magnolia, which is the largest plantation in Mississippi. Did you know that, Mr. Scott? We never talked about that, did we?
No, I don't think so. That's very nice.
And I just can't give those nuns enough praise for what they did to teach me not to lie, steal, and cheat, and do all that. They might have been doing that, but that's not what they, if they did that, I don't know. Yes, I do know. But anyway, they have a book called Maria Monk and the Maria Monk and the, can't think of it now, but it tells of the things that the nuns used to do, but they never showed me any of those things, and they made me very prayerful. That's what I liked about those things when I was small. I didn't pay attention anywhere in class except in religion class. The rest of it, I was always bothering the other students because I was just like a class clown and always laughing and stuff, but they kept me anyway and made sure that I had the proper manners and things like that. So I give them that credit. Also, I give my father and my mother credit because they're the ones that put myself and my siblings in the Catholic schools all the way through.
Mm. Very interesting. Now, Reverend Bishop, a lot of times, I think every time we've had you on, I've asked you if you had anything in regard to me. Is there anything that you see in my future coming up?
Look like you're doing, are you doing a lot of talking now, talking with different people that have offered for different things or want you to do something for them on the radio? Do you have any of that going on?
You know, yeah, there is some of that going on, I would say, in the last, since maybe the beginning of April, late March.
Okay. Well, you just be careful in what you do, and remember, whatever you sign, by every paragraph in that letter, make sure they have two lines beside it. One where you can initial it, and one where you can put your badge of courage, which is your fingerprint. And because with all these high-power copy machines and stuff, they can just put stuff in different ways and stuff like that and get you all mixed up and messed up. So make sure you read and know and follow the Spirit. Are you a praying man, Mr. Scott? Are you a praying man?
Yes, yes.
You know, because you believe in the Bible and all that stuff like that.
Yes.
Did you come up Catholic?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, more or less.
Well, you know, we can't be kind of a Catholic. We are a Catholic or we're not. And then maybe you don't want to say that because you may lose all of your the hearers of your program. Yeah,
well,
so you have to keep that time. Just make sure and be careful whatever papers you're going to sign over this next 7 years. And look like, is it Marsh Sadie or Rolls Royce something? Look like I see some type of car like that you're getting something. It could be like a Hummer, the one there. I think they're bringing them back, but they have those other. Now, are you, what type of car do you drive, Scott, at this time?
You know,
because
right?
It looks like,
oh, go ahead.
No, go on.
No, right now I have, about 2 years ago, I purchased a Honda, which I've always liked the Hondas.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be stepping up out of that over this next 7 year. We say over the next year or two at the most.
Oh,
but
very nice.
But, no, just be careful and just listen to everything everybody says and you just listen to the problem that I have out here is people touching me. And I'm not accustomed to that because while I was doing a lot of radio and television and magazines and newspapers across the world, nobody touched me. Nobody wanted to touch the voodoo person. And I feel like the Mormons, they're scared of them, so they don't have to hire a lot of security, and just like they were scared of voodoo, but people have no respect now. And these young children, millennials, is that what you call them?
Yeah, the millennials.
I call them children of the corn, the honorable children of the corn. And if you go back and look at that movie, I don't know if I mentioned that to you, they have about, I think it's two parts, and these children have taken over the country, just like, I mean, these kids are something else nowadays, young adults.
Now, is there anything that you see health-wise or just good or bad prosperity-wise for me in the future? Obviously, it sounds good car-wise.
It looks like, do you have sinus or anything in that, like bronchitis or allergic to a lot of allergies and stuff like that?
You know, that's an interesting thing you ask me that. Now, I've never been diagnosed with that, but when I was younger, I did used to take allergy shots, but this has been so many years ago, and then after that, it was never brought up again, so I really don't know at this particular point.
Well, you may think about being out here among these people and traveling. You might keep you a mask so you can put over your face, and I enjoy that now, the mask, I really do. I don't want to take mine off, even though, and I'm not going to, and then it might be better for me, because then I don't have to worry about people touching me, because they'll go, oh, she didn't get the shot, and oh, she may, and I want to thank God, because it's getting so that I have to have security to get back in the streets again. And that is one of the reasons that I got off of being voodoo and went into behavior sciences with the mentally ill. And I really enjoy that. And our chapel home, we take 30% off the top of everything that comes in, and we take 10% and give to the 100 Club of Arizona, the USO, and then some to the children that ride the bicycles, the sister missionaries and the elder missionaries, the teenagers, because they have to pay worth $10,000. I don't know, could be more now for those missions when they go on that particular mission to different places. Were you aware of that, Scott?
No, I was not aware of that. That's interesting.
And they are really on top of it, those kids. And and now they used to take the boys at 19 and the girls at 21. Well, for about the last 2 years now, they're taking them at 18 right out of school to be missionaries going to different countries and things like that. But we have a lot to think about, and people need to pray and find out what is going to happen to all the black people when the Honorable Farrakhan passes over.
You know, Dr. Bishop, I wanted to ask you here, what do you see business-wise? We'll start with that because there's another question I want to ask. But business-wise, what do you see? Obviously, I think it sounds good if the change in cars sounds good.
Well, business, if you're talking to these different people, they're going to be talking to you. It's going to be open for you to decide what you need to do. And if you can get people to wait 30 days for you to give them an answer, that would be good, because you could read Psalm 31 and you would read it for 30 days in a row, and you don't make no decisions. So do this, do that, do that. Don't make no definite decisions until after that 31 days, I'm sorry, and Psalm 31. And that's putting your trust in a higher power. You won't have any problems if you wear a mask or don't, but you'd be better off wearing the mask. And the reason I keep saying that, because there is so much disease out here, and people got that touchy-touchy. Everybody wants to touch you. In fact, we have a law here in Arizona, if someone touches you, if you touch them back, you will go to jail. You can't do nothing to anyone that touches you. And now with that fentanyl out there and all that kind of stuff like that, they got stuff much. Fentanyl is nothing compared to some of those powders and stuff that they have in Haiti and Santo Domingo, especially Haiti. They can just put it in the hand and just blow a little bit of that powder on you, and you won't even know it's been blown until you have to go to the hospital about a week later, and then your skin and stuff start falling off your body. And people don't believe these things, but it's true. And like now they're having a lot with this new, let's see, what do they call it? Space something or other. It's another branch of the service, like the Air Force and the Army, the Navy, Marines. You know which one I'm talking about?
I do.
It's space, what do you call it?
Give me that again.
What do you call it? It's called space something.
Oh, space. Let me see.
The new branch of service, it came under Trump. And Mr. Trump got a whole lot of people still following him. I just don't like the part that they haven't given to spiritual. They've given to, like, Billy Graham. Well, you need more than that. That's what Honorable President Biden and the Vice President, all those people in there believe in voodoo or some kind of something to get things made for them. And some lady right after I last talked to you, before we said that if they would vote today, he would not make it, and the Lord let me out. And I want to say that was true, because he didn't do the same thing, which goes back to the 12 steps. If you do the same thing, you end up the same way. He wasn't as outspoken about criminals and things that were going on here in America. Otherwise, because he changed his talk, and he needed to put that back in. But Mr. Trump, you need somebody that's been in there. If you haven't been in there, you won't know what the bad people are doing. But he's working very hard. I can say that now. He's still working very hard.
Now, Reverend Bishop, I did want to ask you something, because when we talked way back in the fall of 2020, late summer last year, almost a year ago now, you had talked that some of my prosperity would be tied to a female, a woman. Do you still see that? Is that anywhere?
I don't remember. It's not coming back right now. It's something I would have to prove. Because I don't remember what I said. A lot of times I don't remember because I'm in spirit. And then when I cut off and can't remember, that's something spirit doesn't want me to talk about. It's like Timothy in the Bible. He had a thorn in his side. And as long as he was doing what God wanted him to do, he didn't have no problem. But whenever he would step off and do something he wasn't supposed to, it was like a rose thorn. It was sticking.
So more or less, it sounds good for me at this particular time. Doesn't sound like there's any, yeah.
No, I wouldn't worry, and I would try to. Do you have a? Well, you don't want to do that either, because you don't tell people that you're praying. So I don't know if you have a prayer program or not. And I believe that 30 minutes a day. That's how I do my voodoo. When I do the different rituals for people, I give them a prayer program that goes along with it. Every time somebody gives you something, there should be a prayer that goes along with it. So I don't know, but you don't have to. You're going to be doing a whole lot more. I know that coming up after September, whole lot more.
Oh, after September.
That's what Spirit is saying, but you're going to do a lot more because they need you. What you have, they need. And like myself, I'm the one of my, he was my chauffeur when I was in Ohio. He says that I was a threeper. That means I'm a widow of a military man, and he named, when we got through, I was 21st. they could take me, and I hope people have a sense of humor. I really got a sense of humor. Like if the white people needed, they would have to hire, let's say, 30 people. Well, when they hire me, I got all these other 21 labels. They can just bring me out for everything, and then they would just have one. But I'm not prejudiced, but I do like to talk. Race is a really thing that's going on out here now, and we're going to have a lot of more of the old keepers. We're going to have the sleepers. All that, the 3%ers, and all these people are coming out. They're not going to let Mr. Biden, Honorable Biden, get away with these things that are going on now.
You know, Reverend Bishop.
Sorry, a lot of people are going to die from this.
You know, Reverend Bishop, I wanted to ask you this because one of the things I've seen since the election that I've never seen before is a lot of the Trump flags and signs and hats left over from the election still remain in people's yards and on their houses. What do you make of that?
Well, I had mine out there too, along with Sheriff Joe on my patio, and they came around and made me take mine off. That was even during before he was elected. It was that way, and they asked me to take it down. And at that time, that's all I would have to go along. I would have thought that I couldn't even have it hanging in my window. I had a lot of the people bought that, and I did get to see him at Sheriff Joe. I see him quite often. You know, Sheriff Joe's wife died here in the last couple of months. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't. And we've had Sheriff Joe on the show a couple times.
Yeah, you may think about talking to him again with his new life, you know, without his wife, Ava, all those years.
Yeah, he's up in age. He's about.
He died of cancer.
Oh, that's a shame. Because he's about 90 now, isn't he? 88 or 89?
Somewhere like that, but the last time I seen him was the last time Trump was here at the Coliseum down on the fairgrounds, and he had lost about 50 pounds and looked like his skin and everything else was tightening up, but I enjoy him, and I believe in racial profiling, geographical profiling, and psychological profiling. I believe in that, and you know, a lot of people believe that, but they can't say anything. And I just like to say whatever the Spirit gives me, but next time I talk to you, I will, give you something. I'll lay the cards out before then. I thought about that last night, but I said, no, he's probably not going to talk about that today. So.
Yeah, well, Reverend Bishop, it is always a pleasure to have you on, and we're going to have you on again very soon. We have some things that we'll do, and maybe at some point we'll be able to get some people in the studio, and if they would like, you can do that for them. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. So I do want to let everybody know that Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop is available on the internet. So if you go to Google and you type in Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, you will get her webpage. It's the first thing that comes up, and all the information is there that you would need to learn about the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. Reverend Bishop, it's always been fun having you on the program. It will continue to be fun, and I thank you for getting up early this morning.
Okay, well, I
need
to go to sleep.
Well, have a good sleep on this day, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, no, I got work to do today, too. Voodoo people work in the day also, too, but Beth working at night. It's always a pleasure, and thank you so much, Mr. Scott.
Thank you, Reverend Bishop. Bye-bye.
God bless.
The Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, Voodoo High Priestess. Now, what radio show would have that on a Monday morning? But again, educational, informative here on WWGH Radio. We want to learn about everything. And voodoo has been something we have heard about all our lives. And now we know a little more about it, and now we know a little more about what she thinks. And she's been on all national television, Larry King, Donahue, all these shows. If you go to her website, you'll see all the programs she's been on. We will be back in about 10 minutes.
I made sure we got here a little earlier.
Uh-huh.
Got through the checkpoints, And I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding. You're among the seats.
I am in the seats.